Speaking of Iowa and Michigan, earlier last week, probably less than a week ago, most didn't think the Big Ten title game would be Iowa and Michigan. They thought it would be Wisconsin and Ohio State, and there you go. Wisconsin gets beat at Minnesota. Iowa takes care of business. Michigan really hammers Ohio State, and your championship game is set Saturday night in Indy. And Gary Dolphin, one of the great play-by-play voices in college sports, he is standing by the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Bill, always good to be on with you. It's quirky how things turn out sometimes. And that beer and chili fest sounds pretty appealing. I wish I could be there, but I'll be a little preoccupied.
Yeah, well, you guys, 8 p.m. game. So game day, you guys got to get to the stadium, what, 4 o'clock maybe?
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there about that time, maybe even a little earlier. I'm going to be in West Lafayette the night before. It's this undefeated Hawkeye basketball team, which has kind of opened some eyes after last night's win at Virginia. It takes on second-ranked Purdue in Mackey, which is not easy, as you know. And so it's going to be quite a weekend.
For Iowa Hawkeyes and Kirk Ferentz and this football team, storyline's been defense all year. Offense has been towards the bottom of the Big Ten. You're playing with house money, nothing to lose. Pressure's on Michigan because a college football playoff spot is on the line. How do you look at this Iowa-Michigan game from an Iowa perspective?
About as you stated it. You know, the only thing I would add in there is Iowa's best offense seemingly has been on special teams with Charlie Jones. He was named the Big Ten Return Man of the Year. He's been spectacular on punt returns and kick returns. His 100-yard score a couple weeks back against Illinois completely flipped that game. But and Iowa's punting game has been one of the best in the country. They've been pinning opponents' offenses deep in their own territory, therefore giving that already salty Iowa defense a leg up or a hand up. So I think you have to associate Iowa's defense with special teams. They've really gone hand to glove. You're right about the offense. It has, I don't know if struggle's the term, been very inconsistent up and down, due primarily to literally a brand new, save for the great center, Tyler Lindebaum, pretty much brand new offensive line, and they've shown that immaturity and that inexperience in a lot of games this year. Now, when they do get it going like they did last week at Nebraska, Tyler Goodson becomes one of the best running backs in the country, certainly in the Big Ten, and I think that's the key. For Iowa to beat Michigan, they have to win the battle in time of possession. They have to win the battle of field position, and I think they're positioned now, playing with a lot of confidence to do both of those, Bill. And if that happens, then I think we'll have a great football game Saturday night.
It's interesting, you know, win up front. It's kind of the storyline Michigan had going into the Ohio State game a week ago.
I agree, and they have an outstanding player in Aiden Hutchinson. Kirk Ferentz was comparing him the other day, and I trust Kirk's opinion. He's coached in the NFL and in college at the highest level, but he likened Aiden Hutchinson to John Randall, to Howie Long, and J.J. Watt. That's a mouthful. That's a pretty good endorsement from the longest-serving football coach in the country, and so they've got to figure it out. Iowa's been doing, Bill, frankly, is to help out that young offensive line. They've been going two and three tight ends. They'll put two fullbacks out there at once. Both are outstanding blockers. They both go about 250 pounds. They'll line one of them up behind the other tight end. I mean, they are behind a tight end. They've got it figured out. They just need to go out and execute against Hutchinson and that great Michigan defense coming up on Saturday.
You know, when I look at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, Big Board, line Michigan favored by 11.5, I kind of step back and say, wait a minute, I get Iowa hasn't been putting up, you know, 50 points a game, but they have won their last four. Their only losses are at Wisconsin, and Purdue took it to Iowa at home on the letdown game after Iowa beat Penn State the week before. This is a 10-2 team coming into Indy. It's not like it's a 7-5 team that backed their way in to the championship game.
I think that's a great observation. And Iowa is not flashy. They're not going to go up and down the field like some of the spread teams that you see. They're a pro style setup. They come right at you. They're big. They're tough. They're physical. They do have some excellent skill players at key position. You know, the Iowa secondary is one of the best in college football, and they've proven it all year long. And they're feasting on turnovers, Bill. And that's it's nothing new. Not a great revelation there. Iowa has, I think they're plus 12 or 13 in turnovers. They've turned the opposition over 20 to 25 times this season. So they're a very poised unit on defense. They've got a lot of experience on the defensive side of the football, and they just have to hope they win the turnover battle and win the battle of field position and time of possession. That's kind of been their mantra all season long. Now, they've had some issues on the offensive side of the football, not only with the passing game and that young offensive line, but they've had some injuries at the quarterback spot. Now, Spencer Petras is back. And he's more of a pocket quarterback. He's not a statue, but he's not very mobile versus Alex Padilla. I wouldn't be surprised to see Kirk Ferentz play both guys on Saturday night just to make things interesting.
Gary Dolphin, great play-by-play voice for Iowa football and basketball, joining us on the Meyer guest line, talking about Iowa and Michigan, the Big Ten football championship game Saturday night, 8 p.m. Michigan time. In Indy, Wolverines on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, big board, 11.5-point neutral site favorites. That's interesting. This is a 10-2 Iowa team, like I said, and a top three defense in the Big Ten, as much as we talk about Michigan's defense, top three defense in the Big Ten, but second to last in the Big Ten offensively. And if they can control the clock and pound that football, that will spell trouble for Michigan. Before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on what you've seen early on in the Big Ten in hoops. You mentioned Iowa. Nice win. Looked really solid start to finish last night against Virginia. This conference looks like you better take care of business at home and find a way to win road games when you can.
That's a great observation and a perfect statement for this year. You know, last year when there were so many great players on so many outstanding teams, the league was awesome top to bottom. But, you know, Iowa's coming into the season. No more Luka Garza. No more Joe Wieskamp. Jack Nungy and C.J. Frederick transfer portaled out. And all the best to them at Kentucky and Xavier. But Iowa has a bunch of young, aggressive, hungry players led by Keegan Murray. He's the reigning Big Ten Player of the Week. He's averaging around 26 points a game, 26 points a game. He had 18-9 last night against the Cavaliers. He's no secret anymore. He kind of burst on the scene last year. And I think you're seeing that. Now, granted, Purdue has Travion and Edie and other outstanding players, and Illinois has Kofi back. So there are some marquee stars returning. But for the most part, when you look around the league, a lot of guys have left for one reason or another. But the Big Ten has always recruited well, at least the last 5 years anyway. So they've got a lot of great players that perhaps you're not as familiar with as you will be by the end of the year. And so to your point, I think that makes for a wide open race this season. I think Purdue's a legitimate number two in college basketball. They're very strong inside. They've got great perimeter play as well. So we'll see. I mean, in basketball, 35 games, Bill, as you know, it's always the key is always who stays healthy. And you're right, who wins, who takes care of the home court, and who picks off a few on the road.
And with the great coaching lineup in the Big Ten, what teams start to improve? Like, I'm seeing Michigan State get better. They're into the top 25 for the first time. Michigan at number four, they were counting on young guys to step in and be 15-point-a-night performers, and they're still learning. So a long ways to go. We'll see when we get through December what early January looks like. Gary Dolphin, voice of Iowa football and basketball. Man, enjoy that Friday night, West Lafayette, Iowa, Purdue, and then the next day, Iowa, Michigan, and Indy. Saturday night for the Big Ten football championship. That's a pretty cool weekend.
That's what makes makes college basketball and college football so much fun. I mean, you don't get these opportunities that often, particularly in broadcasting. So I'll certainly make the most of it with Ed Podolak and Bobby Hanson, your buddy Bobby from the Bulls. And thanks for having me on, Bill.
Yeah, always appreciate it, man. Gary, safe travels, all right?
Take care, bud.